Ready?
Hello.
Tom.
Yes, sir.
What is this O'Mara thing that you're having the Attorney General go down to speak on Chile?
This is the first I've heard about this.
Wait a minute. Exclusive for the Attorney General, it's to the Justice Department. Downgraded from General O'Mara, delivered first opportunity during working hours. On April 15th, I conferred with Secretary Tom Mann, Department of State, on ways in which the Chilean military might be made more aware of the dangers which communists pose to their country today. There's a real need of such education as Chilean military, in particular the higher military leaders, have held themselves aloof from politics for so long that their professionalism is quite narrow and unsophisticated in light of today's threats. In the past, they have resisted our efforts to give them any type of counterinsurgency instruction on the basis no insurgency threat exists. There's no doubt the Chilean military need a realistic view of the current threats. The problem is to get it to them without arousing their resistance. If we let them suspect we consider their present outlook unsophisticated, we'll get nowhere. It's for this reason that this cable is classified secret. I agree with Secretary Mann that I would run a course. I agreed with Secretary Mann that I would run a course in the Canal Zone which would convey the needed ideas and would be Chilean, present such fashion as to attract the presence of key Chilean officers. Today our plans are well advanced. I will conduct a strategic intelligence seminar Canal Zone from 8th to 17th of June. I'll send a personal message to Chief of each military service in South America, the Minister of Defense of each country in Central America, saying that recent developments have caused me to conclude there's an urgent need for the review which should be conducted at this seminar. I'll recommend each service chief send key representatives of his service to the seminar. We'll ask for guest lectures from Brazil and Venezuela. We'll cover the Cuban case with U.S. resources. The problem now is to attract from Chile, as well as other countries, participants of adequate seniority and responsibility. The best way to do this is by being able to cite high-level U.S. participation. The military service has been generous, providing senior officers of known stature as seminar participants. It has been suggested that you might be willing to devote a day to join the seminar, to address it. Who suggested that, you know?
No, but it must have been.
Been suggested you might be willing to devote a day to join the seminar to address it. If I were able to say that you were participating, the problem of attracting the right type of officers in Latin America could be solved. I hope you'll give consideration being my guest, participating at least one day in the seminar. Any day during the week of June 8th would be acceptable. The most suitable day would be either 8th, 9th, or 10th. I should issue my invitation to Chief's Latin Forces now. It is in these invitations that the enumeration of high-level U.S. participation is needed. I would therefore appreciate an early reply. That's the way he's doing it, I gather, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. If you make a big production, it might be all over the continent and hide in the beds. You have to look at the wording, sir. I thought it was a little bit. The first wording just has an open paragraph.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to be influential. I just wondering what's going on, and I couldn't.
I'm sure this came from the military. It's kind of
Says on April 15th, I conferred Secretary Mann in the Department of State on ways in which the Chilean military might be made more aware of the dangers which communists pose to their country today. There is a real need for such education, as the Chilean military, and particularly the higher military leaders, have held themselves aloof from politics for so long that their professional limits are quite narrow and unsophisticated in light of today's threat. In the past, they have resisted our efforts to give them any type of counterinsurgency instruction on the basis that no insurgency threat exists. There is no doubt the Chilean military need a realistic view. The problem is to get it to them without arousing their resistance. If we let them suspect we consider their present outlook unsophisticated, we'll get nowhere. I agreed I'd run a course in the canal zone which conveyed the need the ideas would be presented in such fashion as track the presence of key Chilean officers. Today our plans are well advanced. I'll conduct strategic...
Right, that's where our talks stop, right there.
I'll conduct a strategic intelligence seminar in the canal zone. I'll send a personal message to the chief of each military service in South America.
It's all news, you see. This paragraph you're reading now, on to the end, is all news.
Well, why don't you think you better talk to him and see whether he won't do this or not?
Sure.
And to the Minister of Defense of each country in Central America, saying that recent developments have caused me to conclude.
I don't know that we even have this message. You've got it over there.
Yeah. Caused me to conclude that there is an urgent need for the review which will be conducted at this seminar. I recommend each service chief send key representatives of his service to the seminar. We'll ask for guest lectures from Brazil and Venezuela. We'll cover the Cuban case with U.S. resources. Then there's a note on here. It says from the Chairman Joint Chiefs to Bundy, more on RFK speech, attached the cable from O'Mara setting forth his reasons for inviting the AG to speak in Panama. The AG has said he's willing to go if it's all right with everyone. If you agree it's okay, I'll pass the word to General Taylor, who in turn will tell the AG.